Had a wonderful day. One of the great challenges in the midst of Dal Amina that we'll talk about today is keeping them fresh. The Aravos in particular, it's always an uphill battle. A number of years back, maybe 7-8 years ago, I decided to go with two different sets of Aravos. I just, you know, there's only so much that can be done. So this is not a new issue. And the question that we have to try to figure out is, what is the maximum? Everybody's a little bit of a different style. The refrigerator, keeping them in water, keeping them water in the refrigerator, all kinds of different strategies that they have out there, keeping them at room temperature. I've seen it all. So this is not a new issue. It's dealt with in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah has some very fascinating differentiations between Shabbos and Yantif and Chol HaMoed. So this is the 15th and final Mishnah in the third perek, very lengthy perek. Mekabelas Isha Miyad Benoa Umiyad Baila Machziratu L'mayim B'Shabbos. This is in the days when they used to take the lulav and Shabbos, which we discussed in the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Shavuos, there was no Didir Rabbanan, so they take the lulav on Shabbos. So a woman was able to take the lulav back from her husband and stick it back into the water on Shabbos. You might say that's like zoreya, it's like planting, or at least a derabanan. So you say it's not so. This is a double chiddush here that you're allowed to return it to the water on Shabbos, and that even though a woman isn't mechuyevis in the midst of lulav, though it's a wonderful thing for her to do, and amongst the Ashkenazim she even says a bracha al netilas lulav that a woman is allowed to. It's not the midin muktzah. Of course, for us today, since it's considered muksa because we can't discharge the mitzvah anyway because of Gzera Deraba, let's say somebody was keeping their lulav in water over Shabbos, let's say, and it came out, we would not be able to return it. So that's important. And that would obviously apply to all the Dalad Minim. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shabbos machzirin, as we said before, in principle, if lulav could be taken on Shabbos, you can return it to the water on Shabbos. B'yantif mosifin, this is a very important and practical halacha. Yantif, you're allowed to add water. Can't do that on Shabbos, but you're allowed to add water on Yantif. So, for example, if you happen to keep your aravos in like a vase, for whatever reason, the water, it gets low, or it gets knocked over, spilled over. So you can't fill it up all, from scratch, but you can add to it. That you're allowed to do on Yantif. Chol HaMoed, machlif, and there you can switch the water. You could take even more dramatic measures. So you always wonder, why in Yantif can't I just fill it up all the way? So that's considered a tzurach yisera. So the reason it's allowed on Yantif is it's considered to be a tzurach hayom, to keep the lulavin fresh. So you don't need all new water. So then the Mishnah says, and the parak concludes, katan hayodei l'naneya chayov belulav. So if a katan knows how to do the nanuim, not every adult knows how to do the nanuim. You have to do three in all directions. So if a katan knows how to do the nanuim, so he's chayev and lulav. What's interesting is that I mentioned before in the name of Reb Chaim Ilson, one of the great students of the Rav, a great Rosh Hashiva in Israel, that he pointed out to me that there are really two different dinim of chinuch. One of them is when it adheres in the father, the other is when it adheres in the son. Talked about this a number of times. So the simple reading of the Mishnah, katan hayodeya l'naneya, chayev belulav, makes it sound like it's the katan's obligation. And if you look in the Rambam, that's exactly the way the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says that anybody who's chayiv in shofar and in sukkah is chayiv in lulav. And then he says, and so a katan who's chayiv in shofar and in sukkah, assuming that they are chayiv, so that katan is chayiv midivrei sovrim l'chanecho b'mitzvah. So if you go back to the Rambam, let's say the very beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Aleph, he says there, yeah, katan sheino tzarech l'imo, doesn't need his mother, is chayiv besukkah midivrei sovrim l'chanecho b'mitzvos. There's no mention of the father. As opposed to those cases where the Rambam alludes to the fact that the father is obligated to be mechanech and mitzvah. So the Rambam seems very consistent between shofar, sukkah, and lulav, that it's all a din in the katan as opposed to the father. Just an interesting point of note. The Rambam doesn't have hilchos lulav, he doesn't have hilchos shofar, he doesn't have hilchos sukkah. They're all one package. It's hilchos, shofar, sukkah, and lulav. The Rambam seemed to believe that there was a very deep connection between all of them. Okay, so the first mission of the fourth parak is almost the bullet points, and then the rest of the parak goes through. The lulav v'arava, shisha v'shiva. So the mitzvah of lulav and the minag of arava, when they used to circle the arava, they used to go around the mizbeach, so that could be 6 or 7 days. 7 days, say in the Beis HaMikdash, or 6 days if you're dealing with a situation of Shabbos. So Halal v'Simcha Shmona, that includes Shmini Atzeres as well. Halal, right, we say on Shmini Atzeres, all 8 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, and the Simcha, the mitzvah of V'zavachta Shlamim v'achalta Sham v'samachta t'nei Hashem Mokecha, a special din of Simcha v'achilat basar karbanos, that applies all 8 days. Sukkah, v'nisa chamayim sheva, obviously we have the suffix of Yom Tov Shein Shagolios, so we eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, but that's only a suffix. But in the times of the, you know, Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, Sukkah is obviously only 7 days. It's an Issa Dereis of Baal Tosif to sit in the Sukkah on the 8th day. And Niso Chamayim, that was also done 7 days as well. B'chag Nidonim Alamayim. V'hacholiel, they used to play the flutes, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So that would be a maximum of 6 days. Chamisha V'shisha, because you can never do that on Shabbos. And it's not Docha Yantif. So it's one of those years where it's Yantif Shechalios B'Shabbos, where the first day, let's say, is Shabbos, so then, and Yantif as well, so then it would be 6 days. Any other configuration, you wouldn't have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva either on Shabbos or on Yantif. So it would be a maximum of 5 days in the Chalil. The whole next parak, the fifth parak, is all the dinim of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So we'll see, we'll go through in great detail, starting with the Lulav and then moving on to the Arava, Halal, Simcha, Nisa Chamayim, and the Chalil. Getting into the fifth parak, I'll go through everything systematically. Rabbi